96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
The following is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee,
presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
For the final time this year here on the Auburn High Sports Network, we are live, and today it's inside the Dunn-Oliver Aqueduct on the campus of Alabama State as your Auburn High School Tigers compete in the Elite Eight against the Central Phoenix City Red Devils. We've got the girls up first and the boys to follow here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins with you on 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. And my goodness, the excitement is in the air. It may be early on this Wednesday morning, but man, we are just happy to be here, and it's going to be a lot of fun inside the Dunn-Oliver Aqueduct as your Auburn High School Tigers taking on the Central Phoenix City Red Devils in the Elite Eight in both games this morning. That's right, the girls and the boys both taking on Central for the fourth time this year, and it's a story that's completely opposite in both games. For your Auburn High School Girl Tigers, they're 3-0 against Central this season. The boys, on the other hand, are 0-3. More on the boys later on here on the broadcast, but when we come back and we'll get you ready for tip-off, we'll get you some keys to the game, talk about some how these games have played out before, and what to expect in this game this morning in the Elite Eight with a trip to the Final Four on the line. We'll have that plus starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Central in the varsity girls game coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Getting you ready for tip-off between Auburn and Central Phoenix City here. The varsity girls game of the Elite Eight. We'll have the varsity boys game coming up in just a little bit. Both teams playing back-to-back, so we get one big long broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network this morning inside the Dun Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State University in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, and we told you this Auburn High team 3-0 against the Red Devils, the Lady Tigers over the Lady Red Devils, and all the scores have been very similar, right? The very first game, way all the way back on January 3rd, that was to open up area play. That was a 67-55 win for your Auburn High Tigers. Then it was 47-38. The third matchup, which was in the area championship game, was 54-43. So Auburn has consistently been about 8 to 10 points better than this Central Phoenix City squad. But you know how hard it is to beat a team twice. How about how hard it is to beat a team three times? Well, Auburn's trying to do it for the fourth time today. And this Central Red Devils team, they're just loaded. They've got shooters. They've got centers. They've got just such great seniors on this squad, does this Central Red Devils team. And when you look at this entire squad as a whole, they're just extremely talented. They're six seniors. They're going to be led today by Garrett Griggs on the outside, who had 19 points in that area championship game for Central Phoenix City. And it's Jabriah Lindsey who wears number 12 down low. Those are the two names you need to worry about if you're Auburn High. They've had good games against you before, but you've been able to overcome it. Can you do it today here on the campus of Alabama State in the Elite Eight with a trip to the Final Four on the line? When we come back, starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Central Phoenix City in the Elite Eight here in the varsity girls game. We have that coming up for you next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Goldhinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start first with the Red Devils from Central Phoenix City. Wearing number two, the shooter from outside, is Garrett Griggs in the starting lineup today. Also wearing number three is Madison Fuller, another guard for the Central Red Devils. Kendria Mebuge, who wears number 10. Jabriah Lindsey down low. She's the one you need to worry about. About wears number 12, and Danica Todd wearing number 15. Again, Griggs 2, Fuller 3, Mebuge 10, Lindsay 12, and Todd at 15. Those are your starting five for the Central Phoenix City Red Devils, who come into today's contest at 21-5. And for your Auburn High School Tigers, coached by head coach Courtney Pritchett, it's the area champs here in the Elite Eight trying to get to the Final Four. It's the same starting five. The point guard wearing number 1, Kalia Tolles. The shooting guard wearing number 15, Daly Alsterbrook. Another guard is number 20, Braylee Winfrey, a junior in the lineup today. Also wearing number 23 is Brooke Common, the UNA commit. You'll hear her name a lot from the outside this afternoon. And wearing number 24 down low for the Tigers is Antoinette Morgan. So again, Tolles 1, Alsterbrook 15, Winfrey 20, Hallman 23, and Morgan 24, as the Tigers are 26-5 overall coming in to today's contest. Those are your Auburn Bank starting lineups, brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We're just about ready for tip between Auburn and Central. Let's get it started.
It's game time on 96.3 W Lee. The first half of AHS basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
We're ready for tip-off between Auburn and Central Phoenix City, part four. You don't get too many chances at a team several times, and Central coming into this game, their mindset is all it takes is one. The three games before don't matter. They're coming for the head of your Auburn High Tigers, who have had their eyes on a Final Four all season long. The Red Devils are ranked 10th in 7A girls high school basketball. The Tigers are ranked 5th. And here we go inside the Don Oliver Acadome. It's the Tigers of Auburn and the Red Devils of Central Phoenix City for the fourth time this year. This one in the Elite Eight. Antoinette Morgan to tip it away for the Tigers, wearing baby blue this morning, I should say. For the Tigers, tipped around, and Morgan somehow comes up with it, and it's the Tigers to start with the basketball. Right to left on your radio dial for Auburn. It's Kalia Tolles at the top. Again, Braylee Winfrey, Brooke Coleman, Daly Alsterbrook, and Antoinette Morgan are the five for Auburn, wearing the baby blues here in Montgomery today. Auburn written in dark blue across the chest with the dark blue numbers on front and back in the thin blue trim down the side. For the Red Devils, they wear their whites today with Central script in red across the front and the red numbers on front and back with the red checkered stripes down the side. Daly Alsterbrook starts the game with a turnover. Here comes Jabri Lindsay. Takes an extra step in the lane. She did. That's a travel, so back-to-back turnovers for both of these squads, and it'll be Auburn again moving right to left on your radio dial. Central moving left to right as we look at it. Here are the Don Oliver Acadome sitting courtside just at the top of the black and yellow Hornets for Alabama State. Tigers working around the perimeter. Kalia Tolles bounce pass into the lane for Winfrey. Kick out three. Hallman to get a start at too strong, but there's Kalia Tolles to pull down the board. Kalia whips to a cutting Hallman, readjusts in the air, and gets it to go. And the first bucket in the Elite Eight belongs to number 23, Brooke Hallman. Ahead now for Garrett Griggs. She's got it in the left-hand corner, pressured immediately. Winfrey steals it, bodies hit the floor. It's Winfrey and Lindsay, jump ball forced, and possession arrow stays with the Red Devils. Still have some Auburn High and Central Phoenix City fans pouring in here this morning. If you aren't able to make it down here to Montgomery, we appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. So it is Lindsay. She's at the top, guarded by Braylee Winfrey, wearing those purple Kobe's she's got on. Lindsay steps into a three. Rare shot from her, and it's an air ball. She doesn't shoot from out there very often. That's not her game. We haven't seen her do that very often against this squad, and she airballed it. Tigers take over. Auburn High coming off of their Sweet 16 dominant victory over Dothan the other day, 72-31. That game was never close, as Auburn did what they've done all season long. Inside for Winfrey, her floater in the lane, too short. Pulled down by Antoinette Morgan, lost it on the way up. And another turnover for Auburn. 2-0 Tigers on top of the Red Devils, 6.5 to play in the opening quarter. First half action of tonight's game, or I should say this morning's game, right? I got to get used to calling a game at just after the 9 o'clock hour. First half action of this morning's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. On the right-hand side, it's Mebuge. Dribble drive on the baseline. Lost it. Thought about a double dribble. Instead, it's going to be called a blocking foul. Believe they're going to get Antoinette Morgan down low. They did. So an out-of-control Mebuge gets bailed out on the foul. Just the first for Auburn in this first quarter. Again, 6-12 in the first frame. Tigers lead 2-0. I guess they called that. It was a 2 inside as Mebuchet's three was way too strong. Hallman gets the long board. 2-on-1 for the Tigers. A Euro step and laid it in for Brooke Hallman. Went to the right and got to the left. She's got all four for the Tigers. They're up 4-0. How about Brooke Hallman again? Just day after day, game after game, makes Division I type of plays, and an air ball from Mebuchet on the right-hand wing, trying to shake off maybe some nerves, and it's Auburn High basketball after it goes out of bounds. 4-0 Tigers, 5:45 in the first quarter here in the Elite Eight. Between the Tigers and Red Devils again, it's also Brooke on the left-hand wing near us. Cross-court pass for Brooke Hallman. Down low, Winfrey thought about the baseline jumper. She lost it, poked out into the hands of Mebuchet. She picks it up, and now ahead is Jabriah Lindsay looking to run. Tries to split the defense, and then a reach-in foul. Going to be called against Auburn. It was either Kalia Tolles or Braylee Winfrey who they're going to get. And I think they got Kalia, which would be her first. So some sloppy play here early. Turnovers on both sides. Couple of air balls for Central Phoenix City. And the deflection on the inbound pass. Here comes Winfrey to the right hand against Lindsay and lays it in. Braylee Winfrey not scared of anybody, including Jabriah Lindsay, who does stand at 5'8" for this Central team. Speaking of Lindsay, she's now gets to the lane, throws it off the backboard. No, but she got bumped on the way up. She's got a chance at two. A Central trying to knock a zero off the scoreboard with 5:11 to play in this first quarter. If you haven't been with us this year with this Auburn High School team, are they going to call that on the floor? Wow, they did. Okay, apologies. Before I get to that, they're going to call that foul on the floor. I thought clearly she was in the act of shooting. We'll take it, though. It'll be an inbounds for Garrett Griggs, right side baseline, stack play run for Central. Throws it in, deflected again, and into the hands of Hallman. Tigers don't have numbers. Hallman will pull up now. Gets to the top, kicks it to Kalia on the baseline. Trip down low, tried to feed it to Jordan Cobb, who's newly in the ballgame for Antoinette Morgan. And it is a travel on Kalia. She lost her balance in the lane. 6-0 Auburn over Central as we're just about 3 minutes in to this first quarter between the Tigers and the Red Devils here in the Elite Eight. In the varsity girls game, Red Devils moving left to right on your radio dial. It'll be Garrett Griggs to bring it up the floor as Tigers putting on a little bit of pressure. Central trying to run a play to break it. Had a little confusion. They get it to Lindsay now, who gets ahead of steam. Down low in the lane. Layup left short. Gets her own board, and the contest by Jordan Cobb wasn't enough. And Jabriah Lindsay knocks it in. And that's the first bucket of the game for Central. They're on the board. They trail 6-2 to your Auburn High Tigers. It's Lindsay guarding at the top. Kalia Tolles trying to get it to Jordan Cobb. Not there. Brooke Coleman on the free throw line extended. That's in front of the Central bench on this end of the floor. Tigers bench on the far side with head coach Courtney Pritchett down on the other end. She'll look back to us. Kalia gets the call from her head coach. As again, this Auburn High team comes in 26-5 on the season, working it around the perimeter, looking for an open shot. Not there for Leah. She'll move it over to Brooke Hallman. She'll fake it inside for Jordan Cobb. All sorts of pressure now. Puts it on the floor. Spin move in the lane. Picks up her dribble and then fouled. She had three Red Devil defenders around her, and eventually, as they were all taking hacks at it, eventually got a piece of skin from Jordan Cobb. So the foul is called in the first sub at the guard position for Auburn is Anavia Nelms, who steps in for Daly Alsobrook. Brooke Hallman to trigger on the baseline right. She gets it out to her senior point guard, Kalia Toll. 6-2 Auburn. We approach 4 minutes to play in the opening corner. Hallman gets the screen on the right-hand side, and a travel called on Brooke Hallman. Took the shot, didn't matter because she traveled trying to set up a spot on that right-hand wing. We've seen all sorts of scoring totals for this Auburn team in matchups against Central. 47, 54, and 67. That's a pretty big range against the same team. And those all have gone kind of fluctuated a little bit as Lindsay knocks it down from the three in the far corner. So Lindsay is up to a quick five. And just like that, the Red Devils are back within one. 6-5 is Auburn's lead. We approach 3.5 to play. Winfrey gets to the right hand. Kicks to Hallman in the right hand corner. Gets it all the way to the semicircle. She lost it. Winfrey there to help her. Gets to the left hand in the lane. High arcing shot won't fall. And Garrett Griggs is there to pull down the board. Left to right go the Red Devils. They trail Auburn 6-5 with 3:20 to play in this first quarter. To the free throw line, kicks it to Griggs. Open three from the left-hand wing. Too short, and Jordan Cobb is there to clean up the board. Tigers a little slower moving in transition. Maybe that's by design for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Not seeing him push the ball as much. We'll see if that's a strategy or not. Hallman on the right gets it to Kalia in the far corner. Down for Braley Winfrey. Spin move. Floater's good. That's a nice-looking shot for Braley Winfrey. Caught it on the low block. Pump fake one way, spun the other, and laid it in. Here comes Lindsay now, out of control. Lays it in, falling down with the finger roll. She's got a chance at another one. Tough take from Lindsay into the lane. She's got seven and can make it eight at the free throw line, which would be all 8 points for this Central team, and they could tie it up at the free throw line with 2:46 to play in this first quarter. As Daly Alsobrook subs back in, and Avian Elms takes a seat. Today's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Lindsay does convert on the and-one opportunity. And just like that, after a 6-0 start for Auburn, it's tied up at 8 with 2:45 to play in the first quarter. Braley Winfrey sits down. Now quickly back in the ballgame for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Hallman at the top, dumps it down low to Alsobrook. Puts it on the floor. She lost it. She lost it because of a Central Red Devil. They say it's out of bounds off of Danica Todd, who's the starting forward, a senior for this Red Devil squad. So it stays with Auburn on this end of the floor. Tied up at 8, 2:33 in the first quarter. Kalia is the one to trigger on the baseline. Screams at her team to get going now. Tries to get it to Anavia Nelms, and a 5-second call on Leah on the baseline. An unconditional first quarter for this Auburn High team. Had a quick rhythm, but since then, it's been all Central. We're tied at 8, 2.5 to play. Lindsay, crossover dribble to the lane, falling down, got the bucket again, and got the foul again. Oh, my goodness. This Central team doesn't have much of a half-court set. They find number 12. She puts her head down and just gets to the lane. And she looks for contact, and she got it that time. And she's now up to 10, and the Red Devils have their first lead of the ball game, as Jordan Cobb sits down for the Auburn High squad. And could not convert on the free throw. So 10-8 Central is their lead. 2:20 to play in the first quarter. Ahead for Hallman. Thought about the right wing three. They work it to Lee at the top. Feed to Daly Alsobrook. Thought about the three from deep WNBA range. Didn't take it. And the Tigers will reset. We approach 2 to play in the first quarter. It's 10-8 Central leading your Auburn High Tigers here in the Varsity Girls Elite Eight. Into the semicircle. Lost it. Lindsay stowing away. She's one on none. All the way to the right hand. And she blew it. She blew the layup. Gets her own rebound and lays it in. Unbelievable. That's a great effort from Lindsay, who smoked the first layup but got the second one to go. She has all 12 points for the Red Devils, who lead by 4 over your Auburn High Tigers, 12-8. Leah at the top, feeds it to Hallman on the right-hand side. Carry dribble over to Anavia Nelms here near us. Hands it off to Daly Alsobrook. Tried to step into a three and lost it. Able to find Brooke Coleman, who helps her out. On the left wing, cross-court pass. Leah thought about the three. Gets to the lane. She lost it. Tigers cannot keep their paws on the basketball. And then a foul is going to be called on the loose ball in the lane. Who are they going to get? And they're going to get Madison Fuller, the sophomore guard for Central. So Auburn just cannot get the jitterbugs to go away, because handling the basketball has not been our friend this morning. Trying to get the coffee or Red Bull set in and get this game going a little bit. A couple of subs will come in for Auburn High. Antoinette Morgan back in. Braley Winfrey back in. Finds Antoinette Morgan on the baseline inbound and smoked the layup again. And here come the Red Devils now. Lindsay gets pressured at half court, poked away by Braley Winfrey. Dives on the floor. Danica Todd gets the basketball, gets the timeout. Central is the one who caught it. They lead with 1:15 to play in this first quarter. Man, what a flop. What a flip-flop we've seen in less than 8 minutes of play. Central leads 12-8. Over your Auburn High Tigers. Just a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years right now in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street or online at mountainhighoutfitters.com. It was a 6-0 Auburn High School start. And since then, it's now 12-8 Central, thanks to all 12 points from Lindsay for this Central Red Devils team. There's 4 from Winfrey, 4 from Hallman for Auburn. And turnovers have been the problem, and not getting back in transition on defense. If you do those two things, you're going to win this ball game, as you have the first 3 times against this squad. Told you earlier, Auburn won in the Sweet 16. They beat Dothan 72-31. And this Central team defeated Enterprise 64-54 in the Sweet 16 in what was a really good game the other day here on this floor as Central tries to inbound it on the far side. That was deflected, so Garrett Griggs will do it again. All sorts of pressure from Auburn. They find Lindsay in the backcourt, moving left to right as we look at it with 1:10 to play in this first quarter. Central's lead is 4. Lindsay gets to the lane into 2 Tigers, kicks it to the corner. Mebuget thought about the 3, gets to the baseline, reverse layup, left it short. It was a nice shot, just couldn't convert. And then down low, a reach-in foul is going to be called. Believe they're going to get Braylee Winfrey. They did, who threw her hands up and just doesn't understand why. So Antoinette Morgan, who subbed out, it's a 5-guard set right now for the Tigers. It's not going to be that way for long, as Winfrey's going to sit back down, I believe, after this free throw. And that, they're going to call that one in the act of shooting? No, okay, apologies. That's the 5th foul on Auburn. I was about to say that was not in the act of shooting, but the 5th team foul in each quarter is what puts the team in the bonus, as Metbuget is the first Lady Red Devil to score, not named Brian Lindsay, who wears 12 for this Central team, and now the Red Devils are up by 5 and make it 6. 2 for 2 at the line for Tennant White. Winfrey sits down, Morgan back in. So a 4-guard set for Auburn, along with Antoinette Morgan. We're moving right to left on your radio dial. We're under a minute to play. Tigers have to break the press from Central. They do. Kalia gets in the lane, poked out by Garrett Griggs. Never saw her coming from behind. And here comes Lindsay to the right hand. All sorts of out of control in the lane. And then a foul's going to be called on Auburn as she was falling to the floor. Lindsay was falling down as she hit, and then they're going to call a foul because she couldn't keep her balance. Unbelievable. That's going to be the 6th or 7th foul on Auburn this quarter. I can't keep track. And that's going to put Lindsay at the free throw line again with 43 seconds to play in the first quarter. She's a good free throw shooter, not that time, off the left-hand side of the rim. There, again, the only strategy Central has put on the floor in this first quarter is get it to 12 and get out of the way. She's going to go out of control, so Auburn needs to let her as she goes 0-for-2 at the free throw line. 14-8 is Auburn's deficit now with 35 seconds counting down. Alsobrook gets to the half court, finds Hallman on the right-hand side. Pull up from the free throw line, too strong, but she was fouled, and she'll head to the free throw line. This is what I want to see Auburn do. Get some bumps and get to the line. That's what Central's been doing. I'd love to see Auburn do the same, and that's what's going to happen right now. They just changed the call and said that was on the floor? How was that on the floor? Hallman shot from the free throw line and had to pick herself up right here in front of us. How does that change? How is that even possible to go on the floor? That does not make any sense. Either way, it's Kalia Tolles to inbound. Straight away 3. That's a deep one off the front side of the rim. And the rebound fought for, knocked out of bounds. Should be Auburn ball. And it is with 25.7 on the clock in this first quarter. Central leads your Auburn High Tigers 14-8. Denavia Nelms going to sub in. She'll step in for Auburn. So 4 guards and Antoinette Morgan again. Also Brook to trigger on the right baseline with 25.7 in the first quarter. Hallman in the trap corner gets it out to the senior point guard, Kalia Tolles. Back to Brooke Hallman. She's got a one-on-one. It is Madison Fuller who guards her now at the top. Stands inside of the Alabama State Hornet logo. Hallman to the left hand on the left side. Gets to the lane. Blocked but fouled. Danica Todd got a lot of ball but hit her down low a little bit. So that one, I think, we'll put Brooke Hallman at the free throw line, and that one does. So 23 in baby blue gets to step up and try and add to her 4-point total. And the first free throw way short. In this first quarter. It's 14-8 Central after a 6-0 start for Auburn. In this Elite Eight, the 5th-ranked team in 7A versus the 10th-ranked team in 7A. Auburn 5, Central 10. Second free throw from Hallman is pure. Brooks got 5. Central's going to have a chance to score at the buzzer. Lindsay gets to the top. She's got 4. Now with 3. Steps in with 2. Crossover dribble. Pull up at the buzzer. In and out from the free throw line. I'm surprised it didn't go in with how that first quarter went for Lindsay, who wears 12 in white. She has 12 of the 14 for Central. And the Red Devils lead your Auburn High Tigers 14-9. We head to the second quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper? Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the orthopedic clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the orthopedic clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Start of the second quarter between Auburn and Central here in the Varsity Girls Elite Eight on the campus of Alabama State. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Central leads Auburn 14-9. After a 6-0 start, Central went on a nice run. Story of the game so far is Lindsay for Central, who has 12. As Hallman gets into the lane, got hit, has to come out of the lane and holding her hand. Not sure if she got popped in the face, got popped in the hand. I'm not sure exactly what happened. Off the missed shot, though, Leah rips it away, finds Daly Alsobrook wide open, who lays it in for two. Daly Alsobrook's first point on a broken play, and hope that, again, hope Brooke Hallman's okay holding her face. I don't know if she, again, I'm not sure if she got popped or what happened, but she's still in the game. So hopefully 23 and blue is okay. Tigers back within three. Gary Griggs on the right-hand side. She'll orchestrate the offense at the top. Finds Lindsay, and she got the pass, but it was off a moving screen on the far side. That's going to be caught against Madison Fuller. So it's Auburn High basketball moving right to left on your radio dial. Daly Alsobrook will be the inbounder. Thought she was about to sub out. Story of the game, as I was trying to tell you, is the fact that Braylee Winfrey sits on the bench right now for Auburn, one of the leading scorers this season. She has three fouls, picked up three in that first quarter. A couple of those were pretty questionable, if you ask me. Hartman on the right-hand wing. Yes! First three of the game for Auburn belongs to Brooke Hartman, and the Tigers are back in it here in the second quarter. We're just a minute in, knotted up at 14 apiece. Lindsay has it on the left-hand side. She'll hand it off to Garrett Griggs, guarded by Brooke Hallman. Puts pressure on her, knocked it away. Griggs threw a punch. Yes, no way. There's no way. And Coach Pritchett just got teed up. Yep, Coach Pritchett's about to get teed up, or maybe a sideline warning. Maybe a sideline warning. Somehow, Brooke Hallman put pressure on Garrett Griggs, who lost the basketball, threw an arm out against Brooke Hallman, and Hallman ends up getting the personal foul. Head coach Courtney Pritchett is hot, and he absolutely should be. There is just no way that is a foul on Brooke Hallman. And Coach Pritchett calls a timeout as he almost got teed up, and this official's having to walk away. Literally walking away from the pile and from the bench, because it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters here on the Auburn High Sports Network. We're tied at 14 apiece. Just over a minute into this second quarter. I mean, how many questionable foul calls can you have in a game this early? With Braylee Winfrey, Braylee Winfrey's already got three. And for Brooke Hallman, that's her second. Your two leading scorers have five fouls already, and we've played 9 minutes of basketball. It just doesn't make any sense. Auburn High fans are letting them have it, and head coach Courtney Pritchett still pleading his case with that official on the far side of the floor. Central's got it in the half court, moving left to right, 6:45, counting down on the clock, working around. That is Fuller on the left-hand side. Still has it at the top, kicks it to Griggs. In the near corner, she'll dribble baseline on Daly Alsobrook. Gets all the way around and stepped on the baseline. Stepped on the baseline. We're going the other way as Garrett Griggs turns it over for Auburn. Hallman, Alsobrook, Tolles, Nelms, and Morgan, the five on the floor, to start this second quarter for Auburn High, moving right to left as we look at it. Tied at 14 here in the Elite Eight, second quarter with 6.5 to play. Leah at the top. She'll hand off to Brooke Common, who points and tells her team where to go. High screen from Antoinette Morgan. Crossover dribble from Hallman. Another crossover dribble. Step back. Spins in the lane. Floats it up from 6 feet, and it won't go. It was in and out. Morgan pulls down the board, and then she was fouled underneath. And it looks like they're going to get Garrett Griggs on a like an arm bar foul from behind. So that'll be on the floor. Two fouls for Central, one foul for Auburn. Here in this second quarter, 6:09 to play. Hallman to inbound left side baseline. Finds Anavia Nelms wide open in the corner. She airballed it and pulled down by Lindsay. Three Tigers trying to rip it away from her. She gets out of it. Ahead for Garrett Griggs. She is left all alone. Alsobrook hustles back to get there, and Garrett Griggs traveled. She tried to pump fake Daly. Alsobrook, instead, she shuffled her feet, and it's another turnover for the Red Devils. This game may have some questionable officiated calls, but it's just been a sloppy game overall for both sides so far, and a tie game at 14 apiece, under 6 to play in this first half. Again, first half action of tonight's game is brought to you by Russell Building Supply and Do It Center. As Brooke Coleman lets it fly and knocks it down from the far corner. Give her 6 in the corner alone. She's got 11 of the 17 for Auburn, and the Tigers are back on top by 3. Lindsay kicks it over for Fuller on the left-hand wing. Back to Lindsay at the top. She's guarded by Brooke Coleman. Works her way to the right-hand side of the floor. Comes the double. Garrett Griggs lets the three fly. Can't bank it home. And also Brooke lets it go out of bounds. Auburn High School basketball. Brooke Coleman had 5 in the first quarter. She's got 6 already in the second, thanks to back-to-back threes from 23 in baby blue. And Auburn leads 17-14. We approach 5 minutes to play in this second quarter. As the ball knocked out of bounds right here in front of us, it'll be Alsobrook to inbound. Again, Alsobrook, Tolles, Nelms, Jordan Cobb just subbed in for Antoinette Morgan, and Brooke Coleman are on the floor for the Tigers. Leah on the right-hand side pulls up just from outside the paint, too strong, and Garrett Griggs fights for the board. Ahead for Lindsay now, finds a wide open Central Red Devil, took an extra step again. It was Madison Fuller that time, no call, and lays it in. Does 3 and wide, her first bucket on the game, 4:45 in this second quarter. 17-16, Auburn leads. Leah gets around one defender, kicks it to the corner. Nelms thought about the 3. She'll kick it to Tolles back on the right-hand side, who resets at the top. Leah gets it to the near corner. Alsobrook thought about the 3. Gets to the right hand. Stop. Pop. Didn't think so. Now gets it to Hallman, who stops and pops in the lane, and the free throw line jumper is short. Here comes Lindsay now. Crossover dribble to the right hand. Finds a cutting Madison Fuller, who can't make the layup. And then a foul underneath. And a loose ball foul on Central Phoenix City. And that's going to be on Lindsay, who, if my count is correct, should be her second foul for Lindsay here in this second quarter. Approaching 4 minutes to play in this second quarter, 17-16 is Auburn lead over Central. Hallman works it into the near corner. It's Alsobrook in front of us. Pull up from 18. May have gotten blocked. May have gotten fouled from behind. No call. We play on. And Jordan Cobb is there to pull down the offensive board for the Tigers. Right to left we go. Hallman on the right-hand side. Shake and bake. Stop. Kick to Kalia Tolles. On the near side on the free throw line extended. She'll pull it back out and get the call from her head coach. 3:40 to play in the second quarter. Auburn's lead is 1. Hallman to the lane, splits the defense, up with the right hand, and you bet. Brooke Coleman lays it in with the right fingertip. She's got 8 in the corner alone. Tigers are back up by 3. Lindsay will walk it across the 10-second line. Gets a back screen who just knocks Hallman out of the way. Lindsay falling to the floor again. Left it short and gets another bailout foul call. Lindsay is just going in like a bull in a china shop and getting call after call. She steps up to the free throw line again. She was 0 for 2 her last time. Let's see if she can make it up at the stripe this time. I don't know what you tell Auburn here. I don't know how you coach this when you've got a player whose strategy is to just get to the lane, puts her head down, and is seeking the contact, and who's a great finisher with the contact. She's got a couple of and one chances so far today as she knocks down the first. Does Lindsay. I don't know what the strategy is on how you tell him to defend, because if you step away from her, she's going to make the shot. But if you step anywhere near, according to this game, you're going to get called for a foul. She steps up and knocks down both free throws. Red Devils back within one with 3:15 counting down in the second quarter. Alsobrook, left free throw line extended near us. Gets it to Jordan Cobb down low. Gets to the low block, throws it up off the side of the backboard, but she was fouled. And trying to see exactly who they called that on. I think they called that on Lindsay, and if so, that's her third. Remember, Braylee Winfrey's been sitting on the bench the entire second quarter with her three fouls. Brooke Coleman's got two for Auburn. I believe that's the third foul on Lindsay here in this second quarter. And that puts Jordan Cobb at the free throw line. Her first one's good. 3:03 in this second quarter. Reminder, stick with us. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. We'll tell you about this one so far. Tell you what needs to happen in the second half and preview that boys' game a little bit. How about Jordan Cobb? She steps up and knocks both of them down. Her first set of points in this ball game puts Auburn up 21-18 with under three to play in the second frame. Lindsay uses the screen, kicks it to Griggs in the corner for a three. Off the front of the rim, Jordan Cobb tries to track down the long board, can't do so, and Garrett Griggs is able to get it to Jabriah Lindsay, who is then fouled from behind on the dribble drive. Are they going to get Jordan Cobb? Let's see. They do. And just the second foul on Auburn in this quarter, if you can believe it. Central has four, so if we can get another bump from them, we'll be on the free throw line the rest of the way. 21-18, Auburn leads. Garrett Griggs inbound under her own basket to the left-hand side for Central Phoenix City. Pump fake dribble. Baseline jumper won't go, but Lindsay is there to clean it up for an extra 2 points for her, and Red Devils are back within a point. Lindsay had 12 in that first quarter. She's got four in the second quarter. Auburn's done a better job on her. Central hasn't gotten out in transition. Auburn's taking better care of the basketball here in this second quarter. We have 2:15 counting down. It's Alsobrook, left-hand wing. Gets it to the top. She's guarded heavily by Kamdria Mebuget. Kicks it over to Leah on the right-hand side. She'll pull it back to the top. We approach 2 minutes to play. In the second quarter, Auburn leads 21-20 in the Elite Eight here on the campus of Alabama State. Leah, right-hand side, picks up her dribble, finds it to Daly Alsobrook at the top, guarded by Tennant White, looks for somewhere to go, gets to the left hand, finds a handoff for Navia Nelms. Tigers offense has stalled in the half court. Nelms gets into the lane, and she was fouled as she threw it up off the backboard. So that'll put Navia Nelms at the charity stripe, a chance for her to get in the scoring column as well for Auburn. These two teams leaving it all out on the floor right now as Nelms can't knock down the first. The winner of this game here in the Elite Eight will move on to the Final Four. They'll play the winner of Hoover and Albertville. That game to be played tomorrow as Nelms goes over at the free throw line. Here comes Lindsay now up the floor with the left hand. Gets to the baseline. Tough finish in the lane. That's what she does coast to coast. She's got six now in the corner in Central. Has taken the lead once again, 22-21, a minute and a half counting down in this first half. Leah on the right-hand side. Hallman guarded by Mebuget on the right wing. Gets it at the top, crossover dribble. Here comes the high screen from Jordan Cobb. She got it. Left-hand dribble, now to the right. Kick to the corner for Alsobrook. No airspace. Looks to go down low, not there. Knocked out of bounds by Central. It'll stay with the Red Devils. The inbound right here in front of us. Alsobrook, Hallman, Leah, Jordan Cobb and Anavia Nelms are the five on the floor for Auburn right now. Kalia off the inbound. She's got it at the top. Looks back for the call from her head coach, Courtney Princhin. Right-hand wing for Brooke Coleman. Asking for the screen. She gets it from Jordan Cobb. Looking for airspace. She's got it. Can she get it? No, off the left-hand side that time. Nelms inside fighting for the board. Knocked out of bounds off of Kalia Tolles. And it is Central Red Devil basketball. That was a nice play underneath by a couple of Red Devils to knock that off of one in blue. And we're going the other way for the Red Devils. 57 seconds is what the clock reads in this second quarter. Central leading 22-21 over your Auburn High School Tigers, who are 3-0 this year against Central, as Daly Alsobrook will sit down. As the Tigers will go three guards and two bigs, they'll have Jordan Cobb and Antoinette Morgan down low with Kalia Tolles, Brooke Coleman, and Anavia Nelms. They force it out of the hands of Lindsay over to Garrett Griggs. Her three won't go, and Nelms pulls down the board. Looking for an outlet, she gets it to Hallman, who charges up the left-hand side of the floor. Crossover dribble on Griggs, gets it again, pulls up on the baseline. She was fouled beforehand on the floor, but that's the fifth foul for Central. That'll put Brooke Coleman at the free throw line. I love what I saw from Auburn on the other end. As soon as Lindsay crosses half court, they throw a double. At this point, it's make somebody else beat you if you're this Auburn team against Central. We're going to talk about that a lot coming up in the boys game in just a little bit with a guy named Jacoby Hill. But in terms of this Auburn High girls team, you saw it right there. That's the strategy. Or you didn't see it. I did, and I told you about it. As the strategy now, get it out of 12's hands. And they did a good job there as Brooke Coleman knocks down the first. Knotted up at 22 apiece. As Hallman has a chance to give Auburn the lead, she cannot do it. And the rebound fought for by two Tigers, and then a jump ball forced. And possession arrow goes to Central. I thought that arrow should have been going the other way. The last jump ball went that way, I thought. Either way, that jump ball was forced by two Auburn Tigers. We had Jordan Cobb and Antoinette Morgan fought each other for it. A Red Devil came in with a nice play. So it is Central basketball tied at 22 apiece. With 20 seconds counting down, Lindsay is going to hold the basketball in her own half court. At the top volleyball line near us, she'll have a final shot. Before we go to the locker room, pressure by Brooke Coleman. High screen picked up by Nelms. Gets to the lane. Does Lindsay throws it up and somehow gets a circus shot to go in. Give her another two. Here comes Hallman now with three. Hallman across half court with one. Lets it fly. Good if it goes. It almost did. Off the right side of the rim. It looked good from her hands. And we go to the locker room in a situation Auburn is just not used to. We trail 24-22 to the Red Devils of Central Phoenix City. We'll tell you about it coming up in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime. After this on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims, welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High School Tigers in an unfamiliar spot. They trail the Red Devils of Central Phoenix City 24-22 as Lindsay laid it in with a second or two to spare, counting down in that second quarter. And Auburn trails Central here in the Elite Eight, 24-22. This is the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. It's brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 24-22 is the score as Central leads Auburn here in the all-important Elite Eight game. And a first quarter that was controlled by turnovers by both sides, a second quarter that was controlled by foul calls. And just to give you an idea, storyline of this game, we'll get to the point totals in just a second. Listen to this, folks. We'll start with Central, and then we'll tell you about Auburn. Garrett Griggs has three. Madison Fuller has two. Jabria Lindsey has two. And Danica Todd has two for the Red Devils. For your Auburn High Tigers, Bradley Winfrey has three. She didn't touch the floor in the second quarter. You have Brooke Hallman with two. And you have Antoinette Morgan with two. You also have Jordan Cobb with two. And just noticed that as well. At this pace, we're not going to have enough players to play the rest of the game in the last 3 minutes of this ball game. And God forbid this thing go to overtime. We won't have enough players to play because they'll all be fouled out in this type of a matchup. But other than the fouling and other than the turnovers, it's been a great game so far. Look at some of these scoring totals at the half as we are in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Lindsay for the Red Devils has 20 of the 24 for them. It's pretty obvious what they like to do. Get it into her hands and get out of the way. She's got 20. Mebuget has two. Madison Fuller has two. For your Auburn High Tigers, it was Brooke Hallman who kept the Tigers in it with 14 points in those first two quarters. She had five in the first and nine in the second, thanks to a couple of threes. She also worked her way to the free throw line a little bit as well. Told you, Bradley Winfrey, who dealt with foul trouble the entire first half. She had four, all of those early in the first quarter. Didn't touch the floor after that. Daley Alsobrook had a layup. Jordan Cobb had two at the free throw line. And that's where we stand. 24-22, Central leads Auburn at the half here in the Varsity Girls Elite Eight on the campus of Alabama State. We'll tell you keys to the second half when we come back, when the Orthopedic Clinic halftime continues after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at...
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the third quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network as Auburn trails Central 24-22 here in the Varsity Girls Elite Eight game. We're inside the Don Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State University in Montgomery, Alabama. Tigers start with the basketball, moving left to right on your radio dial. We start with a missed Kalia Toll's three, and here comes Madison Fuller for Central Phoenix City. Out of control, doesn't matter, lays it in, and the Red Devils extend their lead coming out of the half. Fuller had two in the first half. She matches it right there to start the third quarter. 26-22 is Central's lead. We're moving left to right on your radio dial. Are the Tigers as Alsobrook clanks the open free throw line jumper. Bradley Winfrey, good to see her back in the game. She tracks down the long board for Auburn High. We're wearing our baby blues today with Auburn written across the chest. The dark blue numbers on front and back. Central, the home team in this matchup, as they get called for the reach-in foul. It was Danica Todd on the entry pass to Antoinette Morgan. Central wearing their home whites with Central written in script across the chest. Red numbers on front and back, and the red checkerboard down the side. Less than a minute in to this first quarter, Kalia finds it to Bradley Winfrey on the entry pass. She gets stuck in the corner, finds it to Brooke Hallman. It's Winfrey, Hallman, Leah. Oh, my goodness. Hallman takes it from way downtown. That was all-star range, all-star weekend range, rather. Here comes Lindsay, lost it in the lane, finds Garrett Griggs wide open. Tigers put two on Lindsay in transition, which was the game plan we knew coming into the second half, and Garrett Griggs runs the floor and gets paid for it. 28-22. Central has their largest lead of the day. It's Winfrey, Kalia, Daly Alsobrook, Antoinette Morgan, and Brooke Coleman. The five to start this third quarter. And there's Braylee Winfrey, who gets to the left hand and lays it in for two. 6.5 to play in the third quarter. Auburn trails Central 28-24. And a wide open layup again for Matt Mugier as Lindsay gets the assist. So Auburn, so far, they're executing the game plan to make somebody else beat you. And so far, it's been two other Red Devils who have scored to start this third quarter. 30-24 is Auburn's deficit over Central Phoenix City. Winfrey, with the right hand, gets to the lane. Tough floating shot in and out. Rebound fought for. Alsobrook comes up with a jump ball forced by her and Garrett Griggs. And possession arrow going the other way. Just underway in this third quarter, second half action of tonight's game, or this morning's game, rather, is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Central leads Auburn. After going 0-3 in the regular season against your Tigers, the Red Devils have a 6-point lead in the third quarter of the Elite Eight here in the state tournament. Griggs, pull up three, got it. Griggs was scoreless in the first half. She's got five here in this third quarter alone. And the Red Devils starting to go up by double digits. 33-24, and then a moving screen called on Antoinette Morgan. Not the start you were looking for if you're Auburn coming out of this third frame. Because we're not even 3 minutes into it. And a 2-point lead has since swelled to 9 for Central. They'll take another three, way too strong, banked off the backboard and off of Daly Alsobrook, who couldn't corral it underneath. It'll stay with the Red Devils. Griggs to trigger on the baseline left. She's guarded by Daly Alsobrook. Trying to go down low to Lindsay. Not there. They throw it at the top. Excuse me, that is Lindsay at the top. They were trying to feed Danica Todd down low. Instead, it's a bounce pass. Leads to a three. Can't bank that one home. And Alsobrook is there to clear the board. Tigers move left to right on your radio dial. We approach 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Winfrey has it at the top. Tigers trail by 9. Need a bucket and need it fast. Winfrey to the lane. Gets to the bucket. Can't lay it in. She was tripped up but fouled. And they're going to get it on, believe, Danica Todd. They did. That's 15 and White, the senior forward for Central Phoenix City. And I'll tell you what, that's a great offensive strategy for Auburn. Do exactly what Central did in the first half. Get to the lane, put your head down, get all sorts of out of control, and just see if you can get some contact. They're going to call it. And that's what they did right there. So Braylee Winfrey has a chance to add on to what is a quiet morning so far for her with 6, make it 7. Winfrey in the Sweet 16 against Dothan, where Auburn had their way, 72-31. Winfrey had 13 in that first half alone in that game. Backed it up with 8 in the third quarter and then another 4 in that fourth quarter. Man, just a dominant effort by this Auburn team in that Sweet 16 as Winfrey knocks down both. That's what the Tigers need right now. She's got 4, all 4 in this third quarter for Auburn. We're down 33-26. Need stops and buckets here. Lindsay on the right-hand side. Kicks it to Griggs in the corner. Left that three short. And Jordan Cobb is there to pull down the board. Newly in for Antoinette Morgan. As Leah will dump it off for Braylee Winfrey, who will jog across the 10-second line. Gets to the right hand, now to the left. Hand off for Alsobrook. That's an open three. No, in and out. And pulled down underneath by Taylor Gibbons-Williams, the seventh grader who's in for this Central Red Devils team. They look to run, and they do, and lay it in with Madison Fuller. Auburn is so worried about Lindsay right now. They are letting anybody else score. And Central's taking full advantage of it. You got to think they talked about that in the locker room. They're back up by 9 with 4:15 to play in the third. Winfrey sets up the offense. Hands off to Brooke Coleman on the right-hand side. She gets the screen from Cobb. Gets to the left hand. Kick to Alsobrook on the left free throw line extended. Pull up from the elbow. Can't get the roll. Knocked out of bounds. Off of Auburn, and it goes to Central Phoenix City. Where is the offense going to come from for this Auburn squad? We talked about it in three games against Central, 67-47-54. They have just been constrained to 26 in 2.5 quarters. You got to get stops on this end as well. Central in the half court, trapped in the corner. Finds Garrett Griggs, steps into a three. She got it. Griggs has eight in the corner alone. Auburn is scrambling on that end of the floor. Winfrey able to get to the lane and get fouled. She'll head back to the free throw line. Defense has not typically been an issue for this Auburn squad. They gave up 55 points the first time against Central. Held them to just 38 and 43 in the second and third matchups, including the area championship game. And they're going to blow right by that here today in the Elite Eight. First free throw from Winfrey is good. Subs come in, and Avia Nelms will step in. Daly Alsobrook will take a seat. Hallman scoreless in the third quarter after 14 in the first half. Second free throw from Winfrey. She left it short. Cobb fights for the board. Kalia Jones tries to track down the board. She does, and then she stepped on the baseline, falling down. Great effort by Leah. Just couldn't quite come up with it. And so Auburn technically turns it over to Central, who leads 38-27, 3.5 to play in this third quarter. And Central kicks to the corner. That is Givens-Williams open for three, and the seventh grader steps in and buries an open three. Auburn had no idea she was even in the game, and she knocks it down. Central is making all their open shots right now. They have a 14-point lead over Auburn in this third quarter. Leah to the lane, layup too strong, pulled down by Williams. Here comes the Red Devils. Lindsay, crossover dribble at the top. Gets around one, uses an extra step to get around another, and Lindsay gets her first bucket in this third quarter, and head coach Courtney Pritchett calls timeout. Auburn needs it. 2:53 to play in the third quarter as back-to-back buckets go down for the Red Devils. They lead 43-27. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
One of the biggest deficits we've seen all season long for this Auburn High School girls squad. They're down by 16 to this Central team right now, 43-27. Good news is you still got time. There's 2:53 to play in the third quarter. So you've got the rest of this quarter and the entire fourth quarter. And I think the message right now is get it to single digits. Get it to single digits before you get to that fourth frame, and anything is possible. Auburn, it's really on both ends. Can't get stops on one end and can't find any consistent offense on the other. Auburn trying to make some noise here in Montgomery as Winfrey gets to the lane and was bottled up but bailed out on a foul. As she tried to split the defense, it was Madison Fuller and Metbugier who were able to put a trap on her. Instead, it is a foul on the Red Devils. Just their, well, that is their fourth in this third quarter. Auburn just has one. Reminder, five fouls per quarter puts the team in the bonus. Hallman off the inbound for three. Too strong off the back iron. Alsobrook knocks it out on the floor. Who comes up with it? Jordan Cobb fights for the basketball. And then a foul is going to be called on the Red Devils. So Tigers get the foul. They'll put Jordan Cobb. I believe it'll be Jordan Cobb at the free throw line. She does. She's got the Cosmo and Wanda shoes on. That's a throwback to anybody growing up watching Nickelodeon. Got green on one sneaker and pink on the other. It's Jordan Cobb, who has just the 2 points in this game, but they both came at the free throw line and can't knock that one down. Can't afford that in this second half. If you're Auburn trailing by 16, got to get points where you can get them. Especially at the free throw line. Second one from Cobb gets the friendly roll here in Montgomery. Third point for Jordan Cobb. Tigers trail by 15. 2.5 to play. Lindsay across the 10-second line, right to left on your radio, Dom. Hallman Down in the defensive stance, Lindsey splits one, splits two, left the free throw, the layup short, rather. And there's Jordan Cobb, who clears for Auburn. Winfrey will jog across half court and hands off to Brooke Coleman. She's guarded by Mabuse at the top. Gets to the right-hand crossover dribble at the free throw line. Pull-up jumper, no. It's Jordan Cobb who pulls down the board. She took it away from Lindsey and then couldn't corral it. She tried to dribble it out to get it back to a guard, and nobody helped her out. That's where somebody like Braylee Winfrey, who was on that side of the floor, you've got to move over and help out your big. She did her work. You got to help her out and bail her out there. Can't do so. Tigers turn it over with under two to play in the third quarter. Central is in no hurry here as Lindsey is on the right wing, gets the screen, thought about the three. She'll use the screen again, step back, guarded by Brooke Coleman, who stays with her, trying to feed it to Williams, who's trying to post up Braylee Winfrey on the high post, can't do so, and they'll back it out and reset with a minute and a half to play. Lindsey to the left hand, splits one, splits two, runs into a wall. How is that a foul? Jordan Cobb didn't move. She was standing flat-footed. And instead, Lindsey, who seeks contact on every dribble drive, That's how the rule was written, unfortunately, in basketball, where if the offensive player initiates the contact, it's the defensive player who picks up the foul, and that's what happened right there for Auburn, and that puts Lindsey at the line, who knocks down the first. She's playing to the rule, but I don't know what you're supposed to do if you're Jordan Cobb. Get out of the way, I guess, and let her lay it in. Lindsey at the line for the second free throw. It's good. Had 20 in the first half. She's got four in this third quarter. Auburn's deficit is back 45-28. It's 17 here in this third quarter. Winfrey tries to stop the bleeding, and she does. That's a step-in three for Braylee Winfrey, a desperation three, and we needed it. My goodness, back down to 14. Braylee Winfrey's had herself a nice quarter. She's got eight. She's only one of two Tigers that have scored. The other one's Jordan Cobb with one free throw. Tigers got to get stops on this end. Right to left go the Red Devils. Crossover dribble. Kick to Griggs. Open three again. Air ball that time by Garrett Griggs. Fought for underneath. It was saved by Mebuche from going out of bounds. I thought that ball was dead to rights. Instead, Central saves it to Auburn. Here come the Tigers. Hallman, spin move in the lane. Floats it up with the left hand. Left it short. Gets her own board. Goes up again with contact. No foul. But Brooke Hallman lays it in. Her first points in the second half. Give her 16. And the Tigers are back within 12. 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. Can we get a stop and a bucket on the other end to put it within single digits? Lindsey will walk across the half court line. She's got it at the volleyball line over on the far scorers table here at the Don Oliver Acadome. Guarded by Hallman. No rush. They'll probably hold for the last shot if they can. High screen. Hallman gets pumped out of the way. Lindsey to the lane. Jump stop. Nobody moved. A bucket. No good. Knocked out of bounds. It is Auburn High School. No, they say it's Red Devil basketball. Oh, the officials didn't know. They looked at each other and didn't know, so they gave it to Central. When I tell you, both officials looked at each other, shrugged their shoulders, and decided to go with the team in possession. Now they're going to come together and talk about it. They don't know. They literally don't know. Now they're going to look to the far official, who definitely doesn't know. They have no idea. They have no idea whose basketball it is. As the official is going to go talk to the scores table for whatever reason, like they have an idea, that's not their job. Unbelievable. It took five people to figure out whose basketball that was. 11.3. It'll be Griggs to inbound in the far corner. Gets it to Givens-Williams on the right wing. Under 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. She's trapped, knocked away into the hands of Mabuse. She catches it at the volleyball line. Finds Williams, shoots it at the buzzer. An air ball three goes out of bounds. That's how the third quarter comes to an end. Auburn couldn't get it to single digits, but they do stop the bleeding. 45-33. It's a comeback time in Montgomery. The Auburn Tigers have 8 minutes to get to the Final Four here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students. or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
8 minutes for all the glory for Auburn as we trail by 12 to start the fourth quarter, but no longer as Daly Alsobrook knocks down a big-time three to get us started in the fourth frame. Now it's Central moving right to left on your radio dial. Hot start in this fourth frame. Pressure by Garrett Griggs, or pressured on Garrett Griggs. Knocked out of bounds, Braylee Winfrey, who tries to say it's Auburn basketball. Instead, they keep it with the Red Devils. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. We appreciate you being with us. Just 24 seconds in to this fourth quarter as Central has the basketball, moving right to left in their own half court on your radio dial. They lead 45-36. Tigers trail by as many as 17 in the second half. They've got it down to 9. Lindsay at the top, crossover dribble, pulls up from 3, too strong. Rebound underneath, out of bounds off of Central, and it's Auburn High School basketball. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Tigers in the half court, dump down to Jordan Cobb, who lays it in. Her second field goal of the game. She's got 5, and the Tigers are back within 7, and then a foul at the top as Lindsay tried to cross over and put her head down. Going to be a reach-in foul. Believe they got Brooke Coleman. They did. So that'll be the first foul on Auburn in this fourth quarter. 45-38. Auburn trails Central with 6:55 to play here in the Varsity Girls Elite Eight, where the winner is going to take on the winner of Hoover and Albertville. We'll worry about that a little bit later. Tigers trying to make what would be an incredible comeback in this second half. Lindsay at the top. Central not looking to work extremely fast. Lindsay gets to the semicircle, spins around one, goes into the body of an Auburn High Tiger, and it's caught an offensive foul. Daly Alsobrook draws the charge, and we're going the other way. Lindsay has been out of control in the lane all day long. She's gotten the foul called on the defense, but that time she gets the offensive foul. Here comes Auburn. We're down by 7 with 6.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Winfrey will jog it across the 10-second line, stands on the Alabama State Hornet logo, and head coach Courtney Pritchett, he wants to talk this over and plan this thing out with 6:29 to play in the ballgame. Tigers have made it a ballgame in this fourth quarter. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 45-38 Auburn Trail Central. We're right back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
What was a 17-point deficit has been cut to just 7 for this Auburn High team against the Red Devils of Central Phoenix City. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. We appreciate you being with us here on this Wednesday morning, live from the Don Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State in Montgomery, Alabama. Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. Alsobrook gets to the lane, the floater too strong, and Garrett Griggs pulls down the board. Here comes Lindsay. That's a carry in transition. She lost it instead. It's two players who just collide. It's Kalia Tolles who runs in to Madison Fuller after Braylee Winfrey stole the basketball off the loose ball. Just two players who collided. I guess the play was so physical you had to call something. But what should have been Auburn high ball is now Central because Kalia was fighting for the basketball. That's a tough play. I don't have words on that one. That's a tough play. Instead, Lindsay gets a layup off the inbound. That one won't go. Putback won't go. And Anavia now pulls down the board. Alsobrook just took a shot to the face. Brooke Holman took a shot to the face earlier in the game. Of course, no call there. 45-38 with 6 minutes in the Elite Eight. Winfrey to the left hand. Kicks to Leah on the left hand wing. Gets to the wing. Cuts it to the corner. Alsobrook thought about the three. Finds it to Leah now. 5:50 to play in the fourth quarter. Tigers find a cutting Daly Alsobrook, whose layup is good with the right hand. Daly Alsobrook's got five in the fourth quarter, and the Tigers are back within five. It's Madison Fuller who brings it up the floor. Tigers trying to deny the basketball to 12 any way they can. She's got it now on the volleyball line extended. They bring the double, kick it to Fuller. Bounce pass to Williams. The cheat is there, and she can't convert. It was a cheat steal for Auburn. Couldn't convert. Instead, the Tigers throw it away. Lindsay brings it up the right side of the floor. All out of control. Spins in the lane again. Should be a charge, and it is. No, they call it travel. That's okay. That's okay. We'll take a travel as Lindsay spun in the lane and used an extra step to do so. Oh, it's going to be a wild finish here in Montgomery. Some would say it's too early to be this excited. But, man, we're happy to be here. One of two games we have today. We've got Auburn and Central on the boys' side of things coming up in just a little bit. But first, it's a Braylee Winfrey layup with the left hand, and the Tigers have cut it back to three. It was a 17-point deficit, and here comes Auburn. Timeout, Red Devils. It'll be a full timeout, so we'll take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street, 45-42 with 5:04 to play. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Head coach Courtney Pritchett says it's getting hot in here. The jacket has come off for the Tigers head coach. Here come the Red Devils now out of the timeout. They throw it full length of the floor, and it's a travel on Mebuget, who went up against two Tigers off the baseball pass from one end to the other. She traveled underneath the basket, and it is Auburn High School basketball, 45-42. We're a second under 5 minutes in this Elite Eight. Everything leading up to this. Doesn't matter now. It's a three-point game in the fourth quarter. Alsobrook, fourth three. No, too short. And pulled down by Ten and White. Here comes Lindsay now. Surges up the floor on the left-hand side. Gets to underneath the basket. Bumps Holman out of the way. The bucket is good. She got the foul. Her first points in the fourth quarter. As Lindsay, again, one of those plays where the offensive player initiates the contact, lowers the shoulder, knocks the defender out of the way, and the defensive player gets called for the foul. It's how the rule's written, and that's what happens right there. Lindsay is a pro at drawing that foul right there, and she converts on the and-one opportunity. The lead is back up to six for Central, 4:40 to play in the fourth quarter. Winfrey across half court, top of the semicircle, spins on Lindsay, pulls up, wild shot, may have been blocked underneath, saved by Anavia Nelms. How about that? Here's a cutting Brooke Holman, back out, Nelms for three, short, and she airballed it into the hands of Lindsay. Ahead now, Madison Fuller running all by herself, and she can't convert, blew the layup. Griggs is there on the putback and is fouled hard by Anavia Nelms. What was a gimme 2 points for the Tiger, or for the Red Devils, is now going to have to earn him at the line the hard way for Garrett Griggs. You don't see Braylee Winfrey take too many shots like she just took down there. Just out of control, spinning away, and just not a smart shot if you're Auburn. And at least a free throw's on the other end for the Red Devils. 48-42, Central leads Auburn with 4:16 in the fourth quarter as Griggs knocks down the first free throw. Had 8 points in the third quarter. And just got her ninth right there. As Anavia Nelms, Kalia Toll sit down. Tigers bring in a little bit of size with Jordan Cobb and Antoinette Morgan. Braylee Winfrey, Daly, Alsobrook, Brooke Coleman stay in the game. 2-for-2 for Garrett Griggs. Here we go. 4:15 in the ballgame. Auburn moving left to right. Central will be moving right to left. It's man-to-man for the Red Devils. Hallman on the right-hand side. Gets the screen from Cobb. Had her down low. Missed her. Now moves to the left-hand side. Kicks it down low. Morgan's got it. Power dribble up against three Red Devil defenders who didn't move. Morgan couldn't knock it down. Cobb comes up with the board. Out for Alsobrook. Works it around. Open three. That's Hallman in and out. Tigers can't buy a three in this fourth quarter. Here come the Red Devils with an eight-point lead with 3:45 in the fourth quarter. Right-hand side now back to Lindsay at the top. She's been guarded by Brooke Hallman all day long. Left hand for Lindsay. To the lane. Out of control and a block. Out of control again and just dives off the floor into the body of Antoinette Morgan, who picks up a cheap foul. That is the fifth foul for Auburn in this fourth quarter. That one was in the act of shooting, but any foul from here on out will put the Red Devils on the free throw line. First one from Lindsay's good. That third quarter was a perfect combination of getting stops on one end and making shots on the other. And Auburn has gone back. Auburn's gone back to what killed him in the first half, not getting stops, and just can't find quality offense on the other end. Clink, the second free throw. Leah pulls down the rebound. Winfrey pushes ahead with the right hand. Tigers trail back down by nine. Winfrey on the right hand side. Hands off to Hallman. Don't have to have a three unless it's there. Hallman dribbles now. Kicks to the corner. Leah. She'll take a three and can't find it. Rebound attempt underneath. Knocked out of bounds into the bench of Auburn High. They're going to say it's off of a Red Devil. If you're Auburn, you got to find a way to not panic in this situation. You trail 51-42 with 3:17 in the fourth quarter. You are in uncharted waters this season as Winfrey gets to the lane and lost it. Garrett Griggs comes up with it. It was poked out from behind, and now Lindsay's got it in the half court for the Red Devils, and they're going to slow it down with a nine-point lead. Tigers double team with Alsobrook, and then a timeout called by Central Phoenix City. Just a 30-second timeout, so we're going to leave it right here. On the Auburn High Sports Network, timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 51-42 Central leads Auburn here in the Varsity Girls Elite Eight game. The fourth matchup this season between these two teams, these two bitter rivals. As your Auburn High Tigers 3-0 in this contest or in this series so far this year. We talked about it in the pregame where it's hard to beat a team twice, even harder to do it three times. And I don't know what the numbers say on trying to beat a team four times in just one season. As this is the Elite Eight Final Four, a trip to that Final Four in Birmingham is on the line. The winner will play Hoover or Albertville. That game is played tomorrow in a different regional final. So 3:01, it's Central basketball moving right to left. Garrett Griggs to inbound just at half court inside their own half court as Griggs tosses it in, and she moved, took a couple of steps into the playing area. No call, we move on. A trap underneath the basket, nearly stolen. Also, Brook is able to track it down, and the Tigers get the turnover they were looking for. 2:50 to play in the fourth quarter. Here comes Leah up the right-hand side. Hallman lets it fly, can't find it, and Jordan Cobb, that is able to pull it down, looking for some help, trying to get bailed out, needs a guard. I don't think she could dribble that basketball. She did anyway. Instead, it's ripped away from Kalia into the hands of a Red Devil. It was Fuller. She couldn't get the layup to go, but Lindsay's there to clean it up. Auburn is in desperation mode, and it shows. We're down by 11 with 2:20 to play. Hallman at the top. Kick to Kalia on the left-hand side. Don't have much time to run an offensive set if you're Auburn. Now bounce pass to Alsobrook down low. Winfrey turnaround jumper in the lane. Won't fall. Rebound pulled down by Lindsay. And the Red Devils have 2 minutes to kill with an 11-point lead on the right-hand wing. Gets it to Lindsay now and then bumped by Braylee Winfrey. That's the sixth foul on Auburn. So that'll put Central at the free throw line with an 11-point lead and 1:57 to play in this Elite Eight. Lindsay had 20 points in that first half. She's backed it up with 10 here in the second half. She can't add to it. Misses the first. 1:57 in the fourth quarter. Tigers need points and need them in a hurry. Second free throw is good. How about 31 for Lindsay in this Elite Eight game? 1:55 to play. Winfrey brings it across the half court line, gets to the lane, throws it up off the rim. Foul. 1:49 to play in the ball game. A 12-point deficit for Auburn. And if this result holds, man, this would be a heartbreaker for this Auburn High team as Winfrey is able to convert on the first. You still got time. What was a 17-point deficit in this second half got all the way down to 3 for Auburn. But Central has done a good job to pull it back out to double digits. It's now 10. Winfrey goes 2 for 2. Tigers trail 54-44. At what point do you start to foul and make somebody else make free throws? Lindsay gets in transition and just lays it in. Auburn can't stop her. Auburn has no answer for 12 and White. Alsobrook gets to the half court, pulls up from behind the arc, and too short. And pulled down by Madison Fuller. And the Red Devil fans can feel it here in Montgomery. 56-44. Auburn trails. Lindsay, past one, past two, past three, blocked but fouled. Just no answer today. Just no answer for Jabriah Lindsay, who again had 20 in that first half. Into the third quarter with 24. She's got 9 right now. In the fourth quarter alone. And makes it 10. 34. 34. For 12 in White. She's a player, man. She can make it 35 right here. And she does. 58-44. Auburn trails with 1:19 to play. Got to have a bucket here if you're Auburn. Winfrey spinning the lane. Pull up from 8 feet. No good. Rebound. Jordan Cobb underneath. Throws it up. Won't fall, but she was fouled on a push. It was 67-55 to open up area play back on January 3rd. Auburn beat Central. Then in the rematch, it was 47-38 Auburn. And in the area championship game, it was 54-43. Central got closer every time, just couldn't quite slay the Giants. And they're about a minute 10 away from doing just that here inside the Dunn Oliver Acadome in Montgomery. 70 seconds is what the clock reads as Jordan Cobb steps to the line for two, trailing by 14. As we wipe up some sweat underneath the basket, and man, emotions are starting to fly for this Auburn High team. Just watched, that was one of the saddest things I've seen, I think. I just watched Daly Alsobrook, who's standing here near us, here on the floor. She's got to watch these two free throws and had to turn away and wipe tears from her eyes, man. 58-44. Is Auburn's deficit. Jordan Cobb can't connect on the first. Auburn 26-5 coming into this game. Central 21-6, with half of their losses being to this Auburn High squad. They're trying to avenge that for the only one that matters as Cobb gets the roll. Tigers trail by 13. Here comes Lindsay now. Up the floor with the left hand. Kicks it to Garrett Griggs, who then does not get the basket off. Timeout called by Central Phoenix City. A full timeout, so we'll take a quick one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. We're back in 30 on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
All right, here's the situation. 103 to play in the fourth quarter. Auburn trails Central 58-45 here in the Elite Eight. Winner moves on to the Final Four. The loser sees their season come to an end. The Red Devils have it out of the timeout. They halt, or they throw it up to half court. They find it to Lindsay. Leah trying to get a foul. Eventually she does. That'll put 12 and White at the free throw line. This Auburn High team full of seniors. A team that has been one of the most fun teams to call and just such a fun season and team to be a part of, as Lindsay cannot convert. And does so on the second. Auburn, we're under a minute to play. They try to throw it down low to Jordan Cobb. Ball was saved and then knocked out of bounds off of Central. It'll stay with Auburn with 52 seconds to play in the ballgame. 59-45, Auburn trails Central. Inbound to Winfrey. Lee on the left-hand side. Cross-court pass, Holman. Thought about the corner three. She's guarded by Griggs. Gets to the lane. Floater off the backboard is good by Brooke Common. Just her first bucket in the fourth quarter. Her fourth point. Her third and fourth point in the second half alone. They foul on the inbound with 39.6 and a 12-point game. A team for Auburn High with eight seniors on it. Seniors that we had such an honor and such a pleasure honoring on senior night, as Lindsay knocks down the first. Folks, I'm running out of room on my score sheet to put tallies down for her. Just a great game from 12 and White. Goes one for two again at the line. Rebound is tracked down. And then a foul on Central on the rebound attempt. And that's just the fourth foul for Central. So the Tigers are going to have to inbound, moving left to right as we look at it. Five on the floor right now. Kalia Tolles, Braylee Winfrey, Brooke Coleman, Daly Alsobrook, and Jordan Cobb. Here comes Auburn down by 13 with 35 to play. Holman, kick, Alsobrook, three. She got it. Tigers aren't going to go away quietly. That's a big-time shot from 15 in blue. Timeout called by head coach Courtney Pritchett. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. We're going to leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 60-50 is Auburn's deficit right now. Central leading Auburn, and the varsity girls Elite Eight game with 31.9 on the clock in the fourth quarter. It is a full timeout, but just to set everything else up for you, again, this Auburn High team with eight seniors on it. Seniors that have had such an impact on this team, on this program, on this school. And we're not done yet. But 31.9, we trail by 10. Reminder, stick with us here on 96.3 W. Lee. We'll get you into a post-game show and then into a pregame show, as we're going to have the Auburn High boys game as they play in the Elite Eight against the Central Phoenix City Red Devils. So that's all going to be part of one big broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Appreciate you being with us here this morning and all season long following your Auburn High Tigers. It was turnovers and foul trouble that got Auburn in a hole early, as they foul Lindsay on the inbound immediately with 30.7 to go. Again, turnovers and fouls that got Auburn in trouble early. Just not able to stop Jabriah Lindsay, 12 and White. An inconsistent offense. I mean, you've ended up putting up 50 points, so it's ended up being a decent offensive day. But in terms of production and quality of shots, just not what Auburn has done all season long, as Lindsay converts on another one. She's got 15 in the fourth quarter alone. And second free throw in and out, but Garrett Griggs is there on the offensive board. Goes up, her shot was blocked. Here comes Brooke Holman now. Tigers have 25 seconds. Holman across half court. Right hand dribble now left. Crossover dribble at the top. Kick to the corner. Winfrey dribble, three. Yes! Braylee Winfrey knocks it down with 16.9 to go. 61-53. Auburn trails by 8. A lot of time went off the clock right there. But Auburn gets the bucket. And we're not dead yet. 61-53. Central leads Auburn with 16.9. So the foul game is working so far for Auburn. If you can, I mean, somehow, some way, get it into the hands of somebody else not named Brian Lindsay, who doesn't wear number 12. Make somebody else shoot free throws. I mean, she's been splitting them, yes, but we know she can make them when she has to. I would love to see somebody else shoot free throws for this Central team. And again, you're begging for misses, and you need buckets on the other end. But Auburn not going away quietly. Again, this timeout and all timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, who is celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. Second half action of tonight's game is brought to you by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Right to left on your radio dial. Garrett Greeks to inbound for the Red Devils. Cut off for Lindsay, trying to find it to her. They do. She traveled. The ball turned over. It's Winfrey now. Olsebrook, 4-3 in the corner. She left it short, and Lindsay pulls down the board and is able to run away. 9 seconds, now 8, and Auburn fouls her with 5.9 on the clock. You got everything you were looking for if you were Auburn. You got the turnover. You got the shot. You just couldn't knock it down. That was a tough fall, fadeaway three for the senior, Daly Olsebrook. And now it's Lindsay to step up to the line with a 61-53 lead. And Avia Nelms will sub in, as Braylee Winfrey will sub out for the last time this season. She's a junior. She'll be back. A great player for Auburn, and one who was unfortunately limited in that first half due to foul trouble, as Lindsay knocks down the first. 5.9 on the clock. Lindsay's second free throw is good. 63-53. Holman at the top, gets across half court. She'll get one more shot as an Auburn Tiger, and it goes with the left hand. Brooke Holman lays it in. But Central upsets Auburn in the Elite Eight, 63-55, final score. And the Red Devils, the Lady Red Devils, are moving on to the Final Four. From Montgomery to Birmingham, Central beats Auburn for the first time this year, 63-55. Stay tuned. We'll have a postgame show coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by. Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Heartbreak in Montgomery as the Auburn High School girls, who are one of the most dominant teams across the state all season long. There's no doubt they were the most dominant in this area. Or in their area, in Area 4, finishing undefeated in the area, winning the area tournament championship, and getting all the way to the regional final in the Elite Eight here in Montgomery. But they fall short to the Red Devils of Central Phoenix City, 63-55. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Trophy ceremony happening now as we'll honor the all-area team. We'll try to turn it up and get you to that here at Center Court. So we'll just name them as we go. Braylee Winfrey named all-tournament team. Brooke Coleman named all-tournament team as well. Garrett Griggs. Taylor Gibbons-Williams as well for this central team. And there's no doubt about who the tournament MVP is going to be. It's going to be 12 and White with Jabria Lindsey. She earned it, man. She absolutely earned it. She absolutely earned it. Lindsey had 20 in the first half. Finished the game with 41 points, ladies and gentlemen. 41 points in the regional final in the Elite Eight to send her team to the Final Four, as Auburn's going to be honored as regional runner-ups. Head coach Courtney Pritchett will step out and get the runner-up trophy. It's not the one we came here for, I'll tell you that. It is not the one we came here for this Auburn High squad, as Central is about to be announced as they are the regional champions and they head to the Final Four. Stick around. We'll talk about it quickly. Then we got to get you ready for another game, another big one. Auburn and Central in the boys' side of things for the Elite Eight and a trip to the Final Four. Stick with us. We'll have more of that here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.